And now, Jim Dearman.
Who is Jesus Christ? That's right, who is Jesus Christ? You know, ever since Jesus came into this world, there have been those who have asked, who is this man? What is he? A myth? A phantom? A man? A real person having body and soul, endowed with faculties, powers, elements, human nature, susceptible to temptation? Just who is Jesus Christ? Is he the Christ? We shall know and can know from the Scriptures that Jesus Christ is indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that is our discussion today. Who is the Christ? Who is Jesus? We submit that if Jesus was not the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, and that's the meaning of that word Christ, if he was not the Son of the living God, why have not the centuries since he lived produced one greater than Jesus? Yes, Jesus is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God, and we can know it, and we can show it from the Scriptures. In the first place, Jesus is ascribed the proper name, deity. The prophet Isaiah, back in Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7, referred to him as the mighty God, among other names. And listen to how John begins his gospel account in John 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, that's capital W, the living Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. And without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Now drop down to verse 14 of John chapter 1. And this Word of whom John speaks, the Word, the living Word, Jesus, he says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh yes, He indeed is ascribed the proper name, deity, the living Word, the Word who became flesh and dwelt among men. And the prophets spoke of Jesus in their prophecies. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, there we read, in those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we see that John, who preceded Jesus, was spoken of by the prophets as the one who would prepare the way of the Lord and make straight in the desert a highway for our God, Isaiah 40 and verse 3. Matthew 3, 1 through 3, which we've just read, shows that the prophet Isaiah in that passage spoke of Jesus Christ, the way of the Lord. The Lord there is Jesus Christ. John is the forerunner, spoken of here as the one who made the way straight in Matthew 3, 1 through 3. For in verse 3 of Matthew 3, we find, for this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah. Here, Matthew clearly identifies it, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Matthew says it's John the Baptizer that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 40 and verse 3 as the one who would prepare the way for whom? For the Lord. What Lord? The Lord Jesus Christ. And when we turn to the Revelation letter, in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 6, then he said to me, these words are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. The Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things that would take place. Now, back in verse 16, or down in verse 16 rather, we read, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I, Jesus, have sent my angel. I, Jesus, have sent my angel. But back at verse 6, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants. Then in verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel. You see, to Jesus is ascribed the proper names of deity. He is referred to as God, as the living Word, as the only begotten Son of God. There is no question as to the deity of Jesus Christ. And to Jesus is ascribed the powers and the honors and the prerogatives of deity. All believers will concede that God alone has the power to create. Yet in John 1-3, we read that all things were created through Jesus Christ. God is the only proper object of worship. And yet the Scriptures show that Jesus is to be worshipped. Therefore, Jesus is God. That is, He is deity. He is on an equality with God. He is not a created being. He is the author of creation. He is the living Word through whom all things were created. Oh, the great epistle to the Colossians depicts the dignity and the deity of Christ. And in the Philippian epistle in chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, Paul spoke of God highly exalting Christ and giving Him a name above every name, that at His name, the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You see, Jesus Christ is more than an angel, and He is more than a prophet. When He said, "I, Jesus, have sent my angel," what does that show? As we noted there in Revelation 22 and verse 16, He is more than an angel, more than a prophet. He is deity. He is God. He is a member of the Godhead. Who has the right to forgive sins? God has the right to forgive sins. Yet while upon earth, Jesus had the power to forgive sins and to heal miraculously. Thus He proved beyond a shadow of a doubt His deity by so doing. Only God can forgive. Therefore, since Jesus forgave sins while on earth, then Jesus is on an equality with God. Now that brings us to this point. That is that Jesus is spoken of as equal with God the Father and with the Holy Spirit. Go back to the very first chapter of the Bible, in the very first book, Genesis 1, verse 26. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." There present were God the Father, God the Son in Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit, the Godhead. Therefore, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit were present. And God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit had a hand in these mighty acts of creating the world, as we are told in the very first chapter of the very first book of the Bible. But this was not the only occasion when God and the Holy Spirit were also present with Jesus. Remember when Jesus was baptized, we see that God and the Spirit were present once again. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by Him. And John tried to prevent Him, saying, "I have need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then He allowed him. Then Jesus, when He had been baptized, came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon Him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." You see, there once again present were God the Father, God the Spirit, and God the Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, and that Godhead, three, is the source of all spiritual blessings. We also see that Jesus was one with the Father. Remember, Philip said, speaking to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient for us." And remember what Jesus responded, Have I been so long with you, Philip, and do you not know me? He who has seen me has seen the Father." You see, that shows that Jesus was one with the Father. He was one with God, one in nature, one in purpose, one in doctrine. And if we look at the Philippian epistle once again in chapter 2, there is a statement made that shows us that Jesus was one with God. In Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." Yes, what has been said of Jesus here and in other passages may be said of no other person in all history. And just as that centurion declared as he stood before the cross of Christ and watched the Son of God crucified for the sins of the world, "Truly this is the Son of God." He is the Son of God. He is not mere man. He is not a created being. He is not as one of the angels. He is above the angels. He is the only begotten Son of God. The entire epistle to the Hebrews, in not only pointing out the contrast between the old law of Moses and the new covenant of Christ, also shows the supremacy of Christ. He is supreme. How does that epistle to the Hebrews begin? God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels. There it is. And He has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Is it not clear that Jesus Christ is above all others, that Jesus Christ even now is at the right hand of God as our great High Priest, as King over His spiritual kingdom, the Church, and through obedience to His teachings, we may be made citizens of that spiritual kingdom, the Church, over which He now reigns, exalting Him as head of the body, the spiritual body of Christ, the Church. And by living faithfully in the Church, in that body, His spiritual body over which He is head, we may one day spend eternity with Him. But that comes through belief in Christ as the supreme authority, as the only begotten Son of God, by repentance of our sins, by confession of His name, confessing Him to be just who He claimed to be, the Christ, the Son of the living God, and by being buried with Him in baptism, buried in the likeness of His death, raised in the likeness of His resurrection, and that is only accomplished through baptism, where His blood is applied to cleanse us from every sin. Who is Christ? He is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the only begotten Son of God, in whom and through whom salvation is found, and in no other is that salvation obtained. Jesus said it, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except through Me."